hold of a goose becomes us. Weil so immer, tobe eme sehne dich nicht, und sehne sich an, rach sie jatsa weres bei, also bechule, wie kotsch mir kam, wie kam, wie dini el je mafrit masche besiche la, wie el de brachet mei klirischen, afo pische in je bischel, je schilk, bein klirischen li klischeni, kmo ich kosse verachaim simisch je tres, mi kol mokim, li je mavlia u mafrit ein chilk, im kein je schilk bi klischeni, ve lo hojo, lo le rasch bo lich leo kol dino bechatlo, kein nira on izdaiti, beir od volov, beir od volov, ve jenzi mi ze, dafil rischeni, שא יאצל דז ביי איזה קולה כמו שכוח מקוס בשם משאב וכן פוסק בסיוסף דברתו מסקונס מבסף ויי מוחם שא יאד נכבז ביי אז איזה מבוש דהיין אפילו בכלשיין ופיזה כל החומרס שניסקר בסימן פרדלה ממיימי הווה גם כן בכלשיין ולוי כמו שכוס אברהם מושום ריש הסימן על שם יסווה יתר מקל מיימי דהיין לשישים שבסיר מס בכלשיין וליהם מייסה יש ליפסיק לחומרי כדעס רשע. In other words, that Niklisheni, it's Mavliya by itself, it's Mavli by itself, but it's not Mavlit and Mavliya together. Besides, Rav Mokim Herzog Godel, with the Bachoshov, Yeshni, Yismechal, Bess Yosef, Bessim, Samaches, Ramo, Bessim, Gimu, Kan Lohok, Vilever, Bechlisheni, then a Mavlit, Mavliya, Klau, Afil, Ayat, Zoledes Bey. Vimein Ayat, Zoledes Bey, Ein Tzorich, Rak Adoche. Kein Yerlan Yizdaiti. Kein Yerlan Yizdaiti. All right. So I don't know, I'm not sure what the Taz means in the Mashal. It's possible that the Mashal, when the Mashal says that Klisheni is Mavliya by itself, and it's Mavli by itself, and the Taz is explaining the two in accordance with the Shit of the Mashal. So if we are to read my Pshat in the Taz too, so Mele, it will follow that when he says, according to the Taz Pshat, in the two, veinikin aleisa kule by klisheni mayatzeleres bay, and if we say ayatzeleres bay means burning hot, so then it has a kule. But if it's not yatzeleres bay, it's not burning hot, but it's moderately hot. In other words, he doesn't feel comfortable. So then it only has a skinny clip. But if we don't say this pshat, so then the Taz is saying that according to the marshal, so memele, and the Taz says that the two's pshat is also like that. The two shita is also like the mashal. So then it will follow that if it is, the finger is not comfortable in a klisheni, so then it has a skule klisheni. And if it's comfortable, it doesn't has a kule. But the two implies that the klipe it has a, even if it's not yatsavarizbe. So either we explain it the way I explained it, in other words, that when the Torah says Sileres Bey, he means really what the Chayodom calls Nichves Bey. Or if not, so then we have to know what is called, when is the Bliye? If it's not Yatzeleres Bey, there's certainly no Bliye if it's freezing. Because that's Kamo Gimores, that by Tzinen there is no Bliye, not even Kiniklipe. So there must be something between not being comfortable, not feeling comfortable when you put your finger, and still it's not, I mean, so, and in other words, so there must be another degree of warmth that you still feel comfortable, but it's not in it. So what is it? So it's more mistaken that whenever someone talks of bliyeh, even though it's not yatzeleres bey, that he means it's not yatzeleres bey in the sense of burning hot, but the finger is not comfortable. Because if the finger is comfortable, then it's seinem mamish. And if this is not seinem, so what is seinem mamish? What is seinem mamish? Now it's true that the Taz doesn't mention it. But I don't know what could be considered as the criterion between seinem and cham, if not the fact that the finger feels comfortable. Alright. Now, now, v'moecho tzeinen, sifei, the Taz. V'moecho tzeinen. Ha'heter tzorich klipe, b'mokim shenot. So what does Ramos say? So, in other words, v'chol zol ma'ir al-bechim tradition, k'miyad she'yisiro, v'no'ish manichim ha'heter. Avun po'munah, v'chlisheini, v'hakach, v'niach ha'heter, etzlai, v'olof, v'nisa klal, v'chlisheini, v'nisa. Wie minichom zeitzel ze, im schneem chamim, michem klirishem. Now, the expression minichom zeitzel ze, mashma indicates that he is dealing with a gush. I mean, the dovalach and liquid, it's not shayach to say minichom, I mean, minichom. Dova gush, you can say minichom. But dovalach, it's not shayach, I mean, dovalach hashulchon says that, I mean. So, wie minichom ze, so in other words, the ramo shite, we have to remember that the ramo is chilik under the mashal shite. The mashal chidesh is that when do we say that klisheni is not mevashel, that's only by dovalach. But by dova gush, so even klisheni is mevashel. But the ramo shite is not like that. The ramo shite is there is no distinction between dovalach and dova gush. So even by dova gush, klisheni is not mevashel. So Miller Ramo says, wie minichom ze itzel ze, im shneim chamim, michim klirishen, hakelos, vim aech otzeinen, haet atzorech klipe bimokim shenoga. Now what's the pshat? The pshat is, because when one is on the upper level, and one is on the lower level, so then we have aloch avtatoyegom. But suppose they are adjacent, so what do we say then? So the Ramo says here, now what's the svore of tatoyegom? Because if the bottom is hot, so that in a short time it will heat up the top that heretofore was cold. So Mimele it's considered as if both are hot. And if the bottom is cold, so in a few moments it will cool off the top. So except for one moment, both are cold. So that's why we say if the bottom is cold, it only has a skinny clipe. Because after a moment, both will be cold. So it's only the first moment. The first moment, how much clear can there be in the first moment? Only skinny clipe. But in the case where they are adjacent, so neither one is predominant. If neither one is predominant, so mimele, we say that is, oh, in other words, so both are predominant. In other words, so each one can cool off the other. Because if one is on top and one on the bottom, so the bottom has the capacity to change the heat, the temperature of the top. But if both are adjacent to each other, so then both are equally predominant or equally not predominant. So Mimele, after a few moments, so he says, Vimoecho Tzenei, so I had that sort of clip in Mokim Shenot. So there can only be, it can only be bleak in the clip. Vimoecho Tzenei, who are deemed the boss of a hollow? Have a king. The Tzenei sort of clip. King Kosa Bisaveta. Vimashal Kosa Firkla Bosso. Nearly, Imoisa Ham, Vaheta Kar, Umenochim, Zeitzel Ze. Now this is a shite, a peculiar shite of the Mashal. So Imoisa Ham, Vaheta Kar, Umenochim Zeze, the Isaiah. Now, what's the aloha by Melicha? So by Melicha we say that if the Yisar is Maluach, so then it is Pelate and it asks the Heter, though the Heter is Tofa. But if the Yisar is Tofa and the Heter that is in contact with it is Maluach, so it cannot be Maflit from another. That not. So what is true, so the Mashal Shite is that what is true by the heat of Melicha is also true by the heat of Eish. By the heat of Eish. So just as by the heat of Melicha, we say that if the Yisar is Moluach, so that then it is Pelet, and that is absorbed by the Tofel that is in contact with it. So if the Yisar is Cham Machnas Eish, and the Heter that is in contact with that is cold, Umnochim Zeitzel Zeh, the Yisar Bikulei Pelet Melicha. So then it answers the whole thing. Just as by Melicha it would answer the whole thing if it's a Dava Shamin. If it's not a Dava Shamin, so for a different reason it doesn't answer. Because Melicha cannot go beyond the Klipe. But if it's a Dava Shamin, where the Risichas Melicha goes, Bechulei, so then the Aloha is that if the Yisar is Moluach, so then it is Pelet and it's absorbed by the Heta that is in contact with that. That is, even though it's Tofel. So if the Yisar is hot and this is adjacent, it's in contact. And it's adjacent to the heter that is cold. So since this is hot, it's pelet. And whatever is niflat from the iser that is adjacent to the heter is absorbed by the heter. Umenochim zeh the iser b'chulik melicha v'im haheter cham v'yisakach umenochim zeh itzel zeh. So it's orich lip.
So by Milicha he doesn't tasa altogether. But here, so lechola poches, it's mavliya kedikli. There's the mashal shite, but all the other poskim, I mean, reject the mashal shite. Here, the b'mokim shein hefset nehuve yesh lachme. Okay, doav b'mliche, posak ha'mokim b'simen ze sifyut. Sifyut. So in other words, so the taz is machme like the mashal. B'mokim shein hefset nehuve. In other words, not like the Ramo. The Ramo says that if there is two chatiches, iser and heter, one is hot and one is cold, so the halacha is that it only asks kli klipa, he doesn't ask a bechulei, even if the iser is the hot thing and the heter is the cold. But according to the mashal, if the two, the iser and the heter, are adjacent to each other, and the iser is the hot, so then it doesn't mechulei. So the Taz says, "Mokim shinefset merube." We have to becheshes for the shita of the mashal. But all the other poskim do not agree with the Taz. All right. Now, osa la'aris. Now, osa la'aris michli sheyesh b'shumen kosher linei delek sheyesh b'chilev b'shumen is. Why? Because the flame is mechaber. But the evet it's muter. Because here, the fact that there is chibur is not important. Here, there must be contact with the gufa isa. And after all, the flame, that's fire. That's a manifestation of heat energy. I mean, it's not a gufa isa. So, that's why the evet in lochush. But why? Why lechatchil and hat? The answer is because on account of the flame, so there might be certain substances, some zeh, shy might escape, and that might be nivla. But of course, it couldn't be osa de'evet, because if zeh escapes, if some gaseous substance, I mean zeh, that's gaseous substance, that's called zeh. So if gaseous substance do escape on account of the flame, so of the chilev, so some gaseous byproducts, you know, of the chilev escape and it is absorbed by the shemen, so how much can be absorbed by the shemen? Mashu. It certainly couldn't give it time. So memele David, it's not us. Who atam be saveta bitatoy gova? But the evet is not osea, because chibur is not important in gabedli because of the darkimation. The amare shumen isa. Now this is a very important halach. The amare shumen isa ham lichseich shumen heta kar isa lifi shemiteich hachmimus nomis kule. Ve'yichiyach, so in other words, so if one is miyare, shumen, isacham, into shumen hetakar, so you could say, now, you have a kele, and in that kele is full with fats, shumen kar, that is cold. Then when you pour on top of the shumen kar, you pour a shumen isa. So what part of the shumen kar becomes of murev with the shumen isa? The upper layer of the shumen kar. But why should the bottom layers, let's say it's a big kele, it's a big kele with shumen kar, with the shumen kar, and then you pour shumen cham on top. So only the top layer of the shumen kar should be osa, because the top layer of the shumen kar is commingled with the shumen cham that is osa. Mashenk in the bottom layers, so the shumen cham didn't even have access to it, so it shouldn't be osa. We could argue that way. So the document Ramo says no. Why? Because the fact the metzias is that when hot shumen is poured into cold shumen, so that melts the whole shumen and it goes down, it penetrates, the hot shumen penetrates food, all the shumen up to the bottom of the kale. So memela, that means, and everything, so, and it becomes miurev. So in other words, it becomes miurev. So in other words, the shumen cham that is poured on the top goes to penetrates through all the layers of the Shimon Kar up to the bottom of the Kele, and it becomes Miurev with all the Shimon Kar. So all the Shimon Kar becomes also, unless the Shimon Kar has 60 measures, negative Shimon Ham that was poured into it. But if there is no Shishim, so then it becomes us. Now, the question is, so he says, how do we know that this has the Mitzias is that way, that Shuman Ham, when it's poured into Shuman Kar, so it has the tendency to melt all the Shuman Kar and to go down, to penetrate through all the layers of the Shuman, that we saw in the Simen about the Arbo. So we saw that in that in Siv Beis, in Simen Kuntal. Alright. But the question is this: we have a halacha of tatoi govar. So why is all the shuman kar? Why is all the shuman kar osir? But the baden he poured hot shuman into cold shuman. So that's amen. So tatoi govar. So only the klipe should be osir. But the bulk of the shuman should not be osir. Why is everything osir? So the Primigodim says, and that's the right shot in this documentation, because when you have two liquids, then we don't apply the principle of tatoigo. And this is certainly the shita of Teisves in Shabbos in Perikim. I mean, and the shita of Teisves is in accordance with physics. Because how can you say when you mix two liquids, so then it doesn't make a difference which one, now let's say one is hot and one is cold. So it doesn't make any difference whether the top one is hot or the cold one is or the top one is hot or the bottom one is hot. It all depends upon the quantity of the hot and the quantity, the relative quantities of the hot and the cold. So whether the hot is on top or the cold is on top, it doesn't make any difference. And that seems to be Teis Veshita in Shabbos. In other words, when do we apply the principle of Tatoi Govar by Dova Gush? By Dova Gush. In other words, if you pour a liquid upon a Dova Gush, so then, or when you put a Dova Gush into a hot liquid, then we can apply the principle of Tatoi Govar. But when you mix two liquids, hot and cold, it doesn't make any difference whether the top one is hot or the bottom one is hot. It depends upon the relative quantities of the two liquids. So of course, if you mix a small quantity of cold water, a small quantity of cold water with a relatively large quantity of hot water, then everything will become hot. And vice versa, everything will become cold. It doesn't make a difference whether the cold is on top or the cold is at the bottom. This is what Teisa says in Shabbos Perikim. There is a Gemara in Kiro, Daf and Veis, Amud Aleph. Tom Rabbo, Daf and Veis, Amud Aleph. Mei seino dom chamim lisechat seina, vilo yaseinin lisechat sami. Divrei b'sham. That one can pour on Shabbos hot water into cold water, but not cold water into hot water. Divrei b'sham. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Chamin ton rabono. Nei seino dom chamim lisechat seina, dikosova atatoye gova. So since he pours hot water into cold water, so mimele, the bottom is cold, so everything is cold, so there is no bish. V'nachami martichin es atzeinen. Elo mafshir. Elo mafshir. It makes it only look for. V'lo yatzeinen lisechacham. Sha'atachteinin. If you pour cold water into hot water, so dead, v'shamay say, you cannot do. Why? since the bottom is hot, so that's martiah the top. Shatachteni martichem esoelienim v'atoyga. Divrei b'shamet. B'siro imrim bein chamim l'sechatzenen ubein senen l'sechachamim muta. Not only is it muter to pour hot water into cold, but it's muter even to pour cold water into hot. B'amed v'rom amurim b'keitz. אבל בעם בתא, so even בסילו עמד, חמים לצריך ציימן, ולסיימן לצריך חמים. So let's see what Rashi says. בקייס, דליסייקה בוילה, ולניחה לשיוחים הרבה, ואידיק לשיינו. But if it's עם בתא, it's a clarition in a bathtub, and it's a clarition, so there is a boiler that boils the water in the tub. So then, b'silel amida to b'shamay, that only chamim b'sechat zeinen it's muta. You can pour, if you have in the tub, you have cold water, so you can pour hot water. But if you add hot water in the tub, you cannot pour cold water. Because tatoye gova, this is how Rashi explains it. Because tatoye gova, so when you pour the cold water into the hot water in the tub, so yamivashil the cold water that you pour into the tub, into the hot water, because tatoi gova. So in other words, from Rashi it appears that this principle of tatoi gova has application to two liquids. I mean, this is strange. I mean, it doesn't seem to harmonize the mitzvah. But let's see how Tesis explains it. Neisin odem cham v'sechtein afilu bichli rishi v'chamim v'sechtein elin mevashil. After all, that's a machlekes. The Rav and Shmuel and Pesachim, we pass that to Yigava. So in other words, so what is Bishamai is can only accord Bishamai and Bisilah can only accord with Rav Shite of the Toyigava, not with Shmuel Shite. That's not a Toyigava. Dimki Yikshemoch Mandoma Yloyigava, U Mandoma Tatoyigava Name, Homivasha Kiliklipes, so this is another Kashi. Even according to Mandoma Tatoyigava, but Kiliklipes Mivashel. Kiliklipes Mivashel. So why is it muter? So why does Bishamai say that Cham v'sechtzeinen it's muter? But kediklipe it's mevashel. So that doesn't present any kasha altogether, because if we say tatoi gova, so even kediklipe it's not mevashel. But kediklipe it's mavliya, but bishli doesn't have. Ishem bishli doesn't have. It's only mavliya. Ademeikale until it goes off. So the first moment, it's mavliya, but it does not have a chalish and bishul, because in order to have a chalish and bishul, it must be something that can go on. But if it can take place only for the first moment, so even when it is mavliya, it doesn't have a chalish and bishul. And by Shabbos, the fact that it's mavliya, that's not important. Shabbos bishul is osa, not avloya is osa. All right, so that doesn't present any kash. Dim ken yikshem ma'ochem andomai loy gova, andomai tatoi gova, namu mvashko yiklipik, kuri forish the kambez Hashem, el nirek meshem Rav Natan. So many rishenim say like Rav Natan, dichamim lisich tzeinei mashma, sha'atzeinei shalimato mirubi. Because the usual, dibru hachomim behevi. In other words, usual, when you pour one liquid into the other, so you pour the small quantity into the big quantity. That's the usual way of doing it. So, if it is chamim l'tzich tzeinen, so what does it mean? That the tzeinen are abundant. And the chamim are dovah muet. So, when you put a dovah muet into a relatively large quantity of cold water, so then the abundant cold water will not become hot, but it will just become lukewarm. It will not be so cold. דחם לסחצינים משמע שעצינים לסחצינים מרובים, שדרך לתנאה מועד במרובות, ולכך אם מבשנה חמה מועד עם כלל, לפי שמסרבים בצינם מרובים, ומסבט אל חנומוסון, ולצינים לסחמים, שהחמים שלמטו מרובים ומסרבים בהם הצינים, המועדים ומסבשלים. So when we say ולצינים לסחמים, so what does it mean? Because דיברו חכומים בהיבה, So since he pours cold into the heart, so that means that the heart are abundant. So, and the cold, because you usually pour a relatively small quantity into a large quantity. So mele, when you pour the small quantity of cold water into abundant hot water, so what will be the effect that this small quantity of water, once it becomes mixed with the abundant hot water, will also become hot? So yami vashe. So in other words, so that's the shita. That's Ramatam Shita. So Ramatam Shita is that the whole aloha of tatoy govar has no application to a case of two liquids. Because when you pour one liquid on top of the other liquid, so you have a commingling of two liquids. So then it depends upon the relative quantities of the liquids. So in other words, if the hot is relatively large and the cold is relatively small, so then everything will become hot. And if the cold is relatively large and the hot is relatively small, so then everything will become lukewarm. It will not become yateledes. So in other words, so this is how the Mogavrom paskins. The Mogavrom paskins that Gabi Shabbos, let's say, so you're not allowed, it doesn't make any difference. So you're not allowed to pour, let's say, if you have a little bit of cold water in a klirishin. Suppose you have a little bit of cold water. You have a little bit of cold water in a glass, and then you will pour a lot of hot water into that glass. That's awesome. Why? Because the little bit of cold water will become hot. And we cannot say tatoy govar is, after all, the cold water, the little bit of cold water, you have, let's say, half a glass of cold water. And then you fill up, or a third of a glass, it's a big glass. And then you fill it up with hot water. So that's awesome. Why? Because the one third of the glass that is cold will become hot. And if you pour it from the tea kettle, so that's evil from a clarition, so that's bishul. So there is an isa of bishul. Masha'im kein, if you have a lot of cold water in the kele, and then you pour a little bit of hot water, so you're not going to be mevashle to make it yatzeres, you'll make it just lukewarm, that you're allowed to do lechatchile. In other words, that's in accordance with the shite of Rav Netan. According to Rashi, so you are allowed to pour a mayim chamim merubi from a klirishin into cold water. Why? Because tatoikom. Now, Rashi Shite appears to be strange. But we don't have to say that Rashi holds that bimtzias, when you mix two liquids, so it depends what is at the bottom, whether the cold water is at the bottom or the hot water is at the bottom. I mean, the mitzias certainly is that it doesn't make any difference whether the cold water is at the bottom or the hot water is at the bottom. The important thing is, what is the merubim, whether the hot water is the merubim or the cold water is the merubim. But Rashi Shita is that in as much as nidova gush, so there is a halacha that the tatoy cannot be mivashel. So mimele, even by dovalach, when you pour one dovalach into another dovalach, so true that it becomes hot as a result of the abundance of hot water on top, but bishul it is. Not that Rashi declares the mitzias to be dependent upon the fact that whether the bottom is cold water or hot water. As far as the mitzias is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether the cold water is at the bottom or at the top. The question is, what is the bulk of the water? Whether the merube, the mayim merubim, is the hot or the cold? But since by dovah gush, so if the cold is at the bottom, so it's not mevashel. So memeila al pedin, even by dovah lach, it cannot be mevashel, because because if something is mevashel, it's mevashel in ilach and in igush and everything. And if it couldn't be mevashel in davagush, al pidin it cannot be mevashel in a davalach either. You see, that's the shite. That's the shite of Rashi. All right. Now, so this is the pshat in the Dark Emeshi. The Dark Emeshi says, Dark Emeshi says, the amar shumen isacham lesuchshimen hetaka. So one question is, maybe it doesn't even go to the bottom. Maybe the shumen ham becomes muref only with the top layer of the shumen ta. So he says, no, this has the tendency, the shumen ham has the tendency to melt all the shumen ka, and it goes down to the bottom of the kale. So mimele, the shumen ham becomes muref with all the shumen ka. But then the other question is, so why should all the shumen ka be osir? But after all, the bottom one is cold. So mimele we should say tatoi gova. So the pshat in the Archimedes is, when you mix two liquids, so then we don't apply the aloche of tatoi gova. We don't apply the aloche of tatoi gova. And then we say that it's nivla. That it's nivla. Comes. All right. Now the shach. Let's go over the shach instead of going over all the tars in different yon. So let's go over the shach. V'yesh makilim b'meshechut ritzir u'midivre harav itirashatos v'alchov beiz nira shechemike. In other words, because all the poskim amachria, most poskim, not all the poskim amachria, like the second wash, that whatever bulges the hood is not, does not become us. Midir v'arav v'yashatos nira shechemike v'chei mashma da'asorosh v'arashbo v'rekalboso gabiboso shenimlar b'chli she'imenuke v'avlichticha dehetar shebisei chatsi or shama. So even if the chticha dehetar shebisei chatsi or shama, so we do not say that it's mefapeya lemayl v'hoche mashma turam chaba v'simis ha'machtes וכן מישור פוסקים, ואף דאף צריכים הוסום בוס השנים לה וכלי שמנוקב אף למה שחוץ לציר. So there are two days. So הוניס בו ישום, הטעם משמדכים שנים לה וכלי שמנוקב פירש אדם ממוקים למוקים. But that's not שי אחיה. ויהיו לה לזה רום עשרה ודאף כמישי, שכל סביים להיר עושים מסמכתס מדין זה. אבו ודאי, אי הווה ואיסה שומעי. הווה ואיסה שומעי, אף מה שחוץ לציר עושה. כדי משמע מדברי, מדברי הפוסקים לשון חיין כוס ועטור בסוף עושים את זה ופיזהו ינירה לחיין אל העשר לדידון מה שחוץ לכבי שקיבן דענן לי מחלקינון בין כוחו שלישון כדלקם נסיפי אלא שאם כן להב אל הרב דכתיב כאן סבור הלאוק כיבן לדון לכל ההומוסה ומכל שכן שלהב אל ליטווי בתרסחת השם סבור הסמקיל ניקה ואיד בסוף סימן עין כוס ודיבוס השנוף לציר מה שחוץ לצמות ואיד הוא יישא להתאה נמי סביר לי מחלקינון בין כוחו שלישון ואפילו אוכל בכביש שמעתם מה שחוץ לכביש שלכך נראה דאף על גבדו מחלקינון בין כוחו שלישומן חלישומן היינה במליחי צליה וחי גבני אבל כולה היי לא נחמיר וחי גבני כוספתי בסבקות נבזי ואם הוא כובש בסחציר או חימץ הרי הוא כמבוש. So the מחבה mentions two things, ציר או חימץ. So that's דאס עצי דאס המחבה כאורוש כראש, לחלק בין ציר ושור דבור, דביציר לוי באינו שאיש המייס לאיץ, דמחמס רתיך הסמל עדיי כשאיש כסנן על העיר ויאס להכיח, ואיש בו דין חמץ לציר ועוז לטיימי, שכוס אבי בוס יוסף, וזה לשני כובש בציר, כוס אבו ראש, בסעיף פריקו לבוסו, דשיעורי כלונוס נעל העיר כדי שיאפיח, ויאסר להסבשר, אם נרבש בשיח הציר, כשיר זה נעשה כל מה שבשיח הציר, וביפוחס משיר זה לנעשה לכדי קליפה, כדי מליח, הרי יקרותיח, עד כאן. So, in other words, there's the lotion of the Bes Yosef. So, in other words, the מחבר, רישייני מנשן, ציר, that כובש בציר, כדי שיהיה לו גבי איש ויהיה תחנו. So, that is כמבושו. But they don't mention, רישיינים don't mention, חימץ, ויניגר. But the Chaber says that vinegar, anything that is acidy, has the same din like tzir. So in other words, so mele kovish b'tzir kashiyala gabeish is also osa. And the Bes Yosef says, in the name of the Rosh, die Schule, die uns nach Lecker Schiatiach, wie Asli ist Masche, in mir was bis ich hat sie, die Schio se, Nessa Komasche bis ich hat sie, und wie Poches Mischio sie, Mischio se, Loi, Loi Nessa Galo Kide Klippe, Kide Moliach, Hareu Kresse, hat kam, und Mischom Nolmeid, Chekovisch Bechemit, Chachi Nische, Kishio Aze, in mir Osser Galo Kide Klippe. This, the Bishosef says that the Rosh doesn't say that. But the Bishosef, the Rosh only says, Ligabi Tzia. So the Bishosef says, Umishom Nilmeit, Shekovush Bechemetz, Sheachi Nishnishe Kishir Aze, Einer Oser Alakiriklip. In other words, that Chemetz is the same din like Tzia. But the Rosh doesn't say that. That's an extension of the Rosh Shid. Atkan Lishen, Viteime. Der Rosh Atzmei Kosav, Befeirush, Befeirik Basra, Nizchovim, der Avichimitz Bino Yimshom. In other words, that if something is soaked in vinegar, so it doesn't become, let's say, Dvarisa, so then it doesn't become Osar unless it was soaked for 24 hours. So we see that Chimitz is like any other liquid. Umivi Besyose, Perisim and Zep, Elavadai, Loidome Chimitz Letzim. So the Shach is Masik on the Mechaber, here. In other words, the Mechaber, so in other words, the Mechaber Shite is that Chemetz has the same din as Seer, the Shach Shite is, no, Chemetz does not have the same din as Seer. Elavada Lidome Chemetz Litzia. Vitzia Shono Yisrim Bishvil Keach HaMelech Sheyesh Bey Tai Bishiu Keshin Anu Aveish Vyatiach Mishim Dimoliach Hare Yekri Seyach Uchmevua Berosh Ma Sheyim Kim Chemetz Vigam Amchaba Gufet Kosa Verisim Kudale, Lefiko Achimofa Lisheiko Lechemetz Bitsenei, Visiri Sholem in Lisho Bisechem Islais Muta. So there is a stire in the Mechaber himself. Here the Mechaber says that Chemetz has the same din like Tzia, and it's not treated like any other liquid. So even without the Misles, and over there he says, Im Nofa Lisheiko Lechemetz Bitsenei, Visiri Sholem in Lisho Bisechem Islais. So even in regard to Chemetz, so it requires a mislay, so there is a stire between the two mechabas. Alright. Now Vitzolchim. I mean as far as this stire is concerned. Now but there is another chidesh in the Bishosef. Because the Bishosef says, Umishom Nilmeid, Shekovush Bechemetz, Sheachi Yishe Kishir Azein Yoser Alekiliklip. So Bishleime Ligabeid Aloche. Of kovush bichemetz, kiddush yalal gabeish v'yatechenu. So that's the shita of the mechaber, that anything that is acid has the same thing like tzir. What tzir? Tzir is grime. So any acid, so has the same thing. But he says that if it is not sure, kiddush yalal gabeish v'yatechenu, less than that. So then he doesn't ask the whole thing, but kediklipe it asas. Where did he get that? That we have Ligabi Tzia. So Tzia has melach in it. So mele we apply two alochas. One aloch is kovush b'tzia. So when can we apply the aloch of kovush b'tzia? That is only if shor kishiyal gabeish v'yatechenu. But then there is another aloch of meliach harei kriseach. So meliach harei kriseach we pask miyad. So mele, even suppose it is kovush b'tzir and tzir, every tzir has melech. What is tzir? Tzir is a mixture of dam and melech. So that's tzir. So mele, so even if it's not sure, so we cannot apply the aloche of kovush b'tzir, but we still can apply the aloche of meliach harei kriseach, because every tzir has in it melech. But vinegar does not have melech. So mele, so bishleime, when the Bis Yosef says that if it was kovush in vinegar for kishiyosh yal gabeish v'yatechenu, it becomes also the whole thing. You understand? Because he holds that it's not daf ketzir, kovush b'tzir, and the acid vinegar too. But he says that even if it wasn't shor kishiyosh yal gabeish v'yatechenu, just mashu, idova muet, zma muet. So it also asas kiddiklipe. Where did he get that? That he got Kovush Bitzir. So by Kovush Bitzir, even though it wasn't Chokish Yalgabesh Yadachenu, but it's only a Harik Reseyach because the Tzir contains Melach. But by Vinegar, there is no Melach. So if it isn't Chokish Yalgabesh Yadachenu, it should be Mutali Gamre. We shouldn't even have to be killed if it's a Klippe. So that's very strange. So the Prichodosh is Masik. And the Bes Yosef, he's not masik on the whole deal of the Bes Yosef. He agrees with the Bes Yosef, the Prichodosh, that if it is kovush bechemetz kishyal deish yatechenol, so then the whole thing becomes osa. But he says if it's not shok kishyal gavish yatechenol, so then it's lgamre muter. It's not even osa kediklipe. So what is the shit of the Bes Yosef? So we see that the shit of the Bes Yosef is that not only Moliach is Arei Kereseach, but everything that is Esedi is Kereseach. But we have two halachas. One halacha is that if it's Kovush in something that is Esedi, if it is Kovush in something that is Esedi, so then it also Asas Legamre. And if it's not kishyal al gabe, if it's kovush, kishyal al gabe ish v'yatecheno, so it tassas legamre. And if it's not kishyal al gabe ish v'yatecheno, so then it doesn't tassas legamre, because it's not kovush. But the same aloche of Moliach harei kereseach applies to everything that is esed. So in other words, if something was for one moment in an esed, it tassas kedikli. According to Yosef, that's a big chiddush. Right. It's all וגם הבח פוסק דיבכי מעצה וכובוש מיד כמו בציע וכוסף שהראש מיד על זה וירסה כדיפרש וגם בתרזוב כוסף כמו שמאמך בכאן ובסימן קודלת ולכל ולמרגיש גם בדרישה היא שידה עשרוס לדעס אחרס שאינה נכינה זה נעד השח יסחיני כאן המחבר and he should is that chemetz is the same thing like any other liquid ושירוס לו יאשף מה שכוסף הגויס, מים אינטרק תסבור, בשם הראש, דחי אמרינון, כובש כמבוש לו, הנמחן המילה בחמס וציע. כלפי שרש, עד כאן, ואין זה צורך יישוב, שבילתי סופיק, so, the goyis maimin mentions the name of the Rosh, so, they do not mean the Rosh, Rabbi Yosha ben Yechiel, the father of the two, but they mean someone else, שהגויס maimin, הוא הקיבנו לו ראש, זה, רק הקיבנו לו ראש אחר, כי אינו ראש מפליז או ירוש מלוני שדרך הגויס מיימין ומרדכי לביא אלו נראה כדעס הראש והטור בס יוסף וחימת שובה בזה לשם אשכם I mean this is a it's a little strange I mean he has to admit that there is a rishon who holds that חימת has the same din like tzia because the הגויס מיימין mentions in the name of the ראש I mean so it's a rishon but he says that it's not the Rosh, the Rosh, the father of the two. It's another Rosh. There are two other Rosh. The Rosh Mili or Rosh Mitlizel, whatever it is. So Mimele, because of that, so in other words, if it had been the Rosh, the Rosh to whom we are accustomed, the Rosh and the Gemore, so then he wouldn't be Chilik and the Bes Yosef. But since it's not this Rosh, it's another Rosh, even though he was also a Rishon, so Mimele he takes the liberty of being massive and the Bes Yosef. V'chim mashma das amodcha, rish peri veize beit, v'chim posak marshal b'yisaveta shalei, u'visif repir gil anosh, v'chim posak yisaveta, di b'chim etzlaha v'kogu shalom yisleis, v'chim koso b'sefer liyo rabbi. Now, here there is a very strange Russian in the Yisaveta, very strange, very obscure. Kosa for Yisaveta, Chlal Amet, Vim Tes, Cholof Tofet, not Moluach, milk that was not Moluach, Sheshom Eisleis, Bikoro Mudachas, Sheboso, Bikoro Mudachas, Sheboso Basimo, Sheboso Basimo. In other words, the Kare had a blie of Boso. And then milk stayed for 24 hours in that car of Boso. In that car of Boso, the debris of Boso. Asirim afilu b'devet. V'radin, l'shor heter sheshoru b'chlish al Yisa b'yemi. So that's the Yisa b'heter that has mentioned. So this Yisa b'heter is not obscure. But then he mentions another lotion. V'hetik b'sefer li'o rabbi. Viteme? Kimdo nasi kobush lacham isleis? In kei nacham isleis? Nasi nisen tam levda? It's not always the same as soke de taz made against this alet. Vigam bichlala met gimu, saved in gimu, kosa, im sho be yafilu posho, even if it's liquid. Shei na yatsi ledes be, boze, loy nases basye meklal. The Hamachel Tzinen Shebo, a mashva tam habolua, bidefne hakli lishvach, afal gav, shalikabe yisa, onu esrim,
shapya bechai gavne, im shom isleis bichli ben yemi shalisa. So he says here, afal gav shalikabe yisa, onu esrim shapya bechai gavne, im shom isleis bichli ben yemi shalisa. In other words, if we had a kli ben yemi shalisa, in other words, a keli in which Isa was cooked, so it was balei Isa, and then a dvar heter was shor, so it's the same thing. Bichli ben yemi Isa, kedis liyul b'tshuve.
So then it becomes osir, but in this case it is
a tampo. So obviously he has reference to a case in shobe aful posho shein ayatz ledes bay bozel unases basim klal. So he has reference to the case where when he was caveish, so the blie of Isa in the Kli was a very pot. So he says, so in such a case, so naturally it is muter. So how could we have Isa Kedaitoch that it should become Oseh? So in other words, we could have Isa Kedaitoch, it's mashal from the Russian, that maybe, let's say, suppose you cooked nevela in a pot at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then, so 24 hours later, so that becomes itam pogum, the bria becomes pogum. But maybe if, let's say, 25 hours later, at 7 o'clock the next day, you put cold water in it, maybe cold water has the effect of changing the heretofore pogum into mishuk. We could say that. The cold water. So this is what he says. So he says, in shobe, in other words, shobe in what? In the kele that had a bli of visa, and the bli of visa had already stayed before he was kevesh, something in it, in cold water, it was already pogum. Let's say, the kele he cooked the vele at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and now it's Monday noontime. So, and now he's kevesh in tzenet. It was heter. So one could argue, true, that at the time when he puts in the dvareta, so the balua in the kele, in the defnakli, is already pogum, but maybe the cold water that he puts in now, that will change the gime of the balua. So we say, no, the tzeinen does not have the effect of changing. In shor beyafilu posho, that means tzeinen, shirayat zledes bey, bozeh luinase basyeh meklau. So we do not say that even though the blie already became pogum as a result of its stay for more than 24 hours in the defnei kli, but now that he puts in the machal tzeinen, that should change the pogum into mishubach. The machal tzeinen shebo in mash v'tam abolua b'defnei hakli lishvach. Aval pi shalikabi yiseh onu eschim shapya b'chai gavne im shom isleis b'chai ben yemei shaliseh. So in other words, we only in this case we say it's muter. Why? Because at the time when he put in the dvar heter, he was kevish the dvar heter, so the belie in the kele was already a tampogum. Mashem came, if at the time when he puts in the dvar heter, he's kevish the dvar heter, so the belie in the kele was a mishubach. Let's say he cooked 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then at 15 after 6, he emptied out the pot and he put in the dvar heter, and then it stayed for 24 hours, so when the kvisha took place, it was a tam mishubach, so then it becomes os. So he says, אבל גב, שדבי ישראל נעיץ משאבו בחי דמנה, אם שום מסלב חמש לישראל, גיסלב בלצ'ים כבוש. מקום בוקים, but in this case, so when he put in the דבר היתר, when he came to דבר היתר, so the בלי in the דפני הכלי was already פוגום. So then, we do not say that as a result of the ציינן, it should be converted into משוק. מקום בוקים תפור, עד כאן לשני. ואין עבור לדבוב, דארין שור בין ישראל, נמתם פוגום. Like the same thing as a Taz. Umotsosi, Bichsiv Asiyad Arav, Begimian Isav Heter, Shehirgish Buzeh, Vikosav, Dimayre Shoyisak Tzaz Ben. Vilishnet Ben Yemel Imash Moche. Void, Do Bichlalamet Kosav Korom Udachas, that means there was no Ben in the clay, literally. Vitzorchim. Shuv Motsosi Bichuv Asavlevi Mechoviv, Bichuv Ditomusim, Bichuv Ditchoviv, Mashma Shom Lehediye Dishon. Vigam Blavoche, Ho Yesh Poskim, Do Have Kovush, Elo Begimul Yomi. וגם בלעבוכה, הרבי פוסקים, דלילה סלילה פגמס, וכלילה סוף סימן קוראים. All right, so we'll leave it here. Now tomorrow, so I would like to have two shiurim, so the first shiur will be in Shabbos, and I would like to start early, and then the second shiur will be in Shabbos. Now, we left off in Simen Kufay, in the Shach, Sifay. But it was brought to my attention that there is one point in the Taz, Simen Kufay, Sif Aleph, that I passed over and I didn't discuss it thoroughly. I mean, it was my inadvertence. I really should have discussed it. And there is, matter of fact, there is a Goyes HaTaz on that point. So let's go over, before we proceed with the Shah, Sif Hey, so let's go over again the Taz in Simen Kufay, Sif Aleph. There is one point that I didn't discuss, but I should have discussed. Bisa veheta, now see Fala from the Taz. Bisa veheta cloud base kosa. Dimnishtaya haboso bishliose meisleis. Vadai, afakli osa bdemit. Vitzorich samech neget kule. So in other words, if you soaked boso that was not made kosher yet. In other words, so it still had a damp. So if you soaked it for 24 hours in Mayi, so Mele, Boso was niflat from the, Dam was niflat from the Boso, and it was absorbed by the Deich Dehachri, so the whole Kele is awesome. So in other words, in order to be Mata the Kele, you must have Samech Neged Kule. Vitzorich Samech Neged Kule. Im hu shaleit yishal chertz. In other words, suppose then you cook something in that Kele, that is osea. So the tafshil is osea. Unless the tafshil is shishi, neged the whole kale. Neged the whole kale. Because neged whatever was absorbed by the kale. But since we don't know, so mele, we take the maximum. So we must have shishi, neged the whole kale. That's what the Isa Veda says. Imu shalei isho ishal chayas. The kaiman komish kombush. So the Isa Veda appears to distinguish between matres on one hand and eitz and cheres on the other, because eitz and cheres have more pores than matres. It's the matres. So mele, it's more likely for a kli shel cheres to absorb through kavush than it is for a kli of matres. The kaman kovish kumvish afu lechil. V'udom lechomis ha'inesa b'shor b'smak lo shud mishecho lechatchile. So why is it muter? But after all, the chovies absorb yain nesach. So when you put beer in it, so then it might be niflat in the beer. So he says that yain nesach ikil. Omnam, this is what he said. Omnam bishal matches. So he doesn't have so many pores as ikli cheres. Ein matzrichin samach kenegdim devet. Kim shel nesach al direit. Only if it is. So in other words, so the Yisrael Heter appears to assume that a kli matres can only absorb al di bishul mamish, but not al di kovush. Mashein ki klicheres that has so many pores, that is so more porous, so can absorb deep al di kovush as well. Omnam bishul matres masres am neged devet kim shines al deichet. Ach lechatchile muta lishkes bepam acheres v'shir na boso meisle. Zad kam lisheni. Now that was mentioned in Simen Samach Testo. So in other words, but if let's say boso was soaked for 24 hours in the kele, then you allow the chatchile to soak the boso, to soak another portion of boso for half an hour, the way you do it every time you make kosher meat. Why? Because true that the kele absorbed dam,
But it will not be niflat unless the bosel will be soaked again for 24 hours. And if you soak it just for a short time, so it will not be niflat.
וחיים כל סופי בכלל עמד, וזהו שמלמחת אמרו נקום שכבוש. אבל בכלי אמרו נם, שני ישראל יסבור הכלי, מי לדהב החומי הינסח, לצורך הגוב. וחיים בהתר, ששור בכלי של ישר בן יאים. So, if התר was soaked, if התר was soaked in a כלי של ישר, בן יאימי, so it's also. I mean, the Taz is massive on that. Because after all, if, let's say, it's a Kli Shel Issa B'Yemi, so that means in the morning, you cook this Issa in that pot. Now in the afternoon, you put your soak Keta. So when will it be Niflat 24 hours after the time, you put in the Heta. So the Issa will have been there already for more than 24 hours, so it will be Pogu. So that's the Asogi of the Taz. וכן נטר ששור בכלי של איסר בימי וכן ניסר ששור בכלי של היתר מייסלעיץ שאור עושה רק עד כמה שם ולאו חלוב לא מו יסר ההתר בכלי של איסר בימי דארי או איסר מחמס כובשו אחר שיר או כביש שהוא מייסלעיץ דירוס נעשה מבוש So why did he say that if היתר was כובש in the כלי של איסר בן ימי so it becomes עושה but when will the plate take place 24 hours later by that time it will already be a tampon for a basic show nasi meyemi veiloi li keach leser ahetah she show besichet venidim lecho mishayim nesach she tzorech agole afal pi sheish li zman rav tani kol mitchidish so why do we say that if a chov yishol yayin nesach so if you want to put in yayin in there to keep yayin to preserve yayin in that chov yishol yayin nesach you have to be magal the chov yish because over there the halacha is that the yayin even the particles of wine that are absorbed, that have been absorbed, for a long time, when they are niflat into yayin, so they give it tam lishvach. So it's a special reason. Mipnei shetam lishvach kishneisim b'yayin. Aval b'emes shom ashkim muter lipnei lisechei. Kedi yiseh b'simen kuflam etzayin v'utalmud oruch b'ferikim amidim. U'mizeh tam ani gam kimei damashkos avliel v'vishor b'smak los b'shem l'chatchile. Dima lo lich v'kim b'shem smak. Dibed yiseh kim b'ferikim amidim. The Rabbi Yechon Shor l'chatchile miyom b'shikre v'atam shem gumim mayayin. Mishikosafti b'simen tzadik tes. V'yeizra ni tam makos sholim b'sin ha-sheicho. Do'osom u'pey mayayin. ויועיסים דאר כמישה סימן סמכתז וזה לשנים לחוס אפיסה והתר בכלי ששור בבוסו מייסלעיס דינסר אקלי ומוטה לארזו בישר בבוסו This is what Nisa Veta says. Do in sharing a bosa rashini mislaiz, you only keep the bosa rashini for half an hour. Mashma, do in sharing a bosa mislaiz, but suppose you would keep it soaked, the second bosa, for 24 hours, then it would become osa. Yesh lil mei di kovush hashvilon kem evush omanish. So the Dakimesh is mitali from Nisa Veta, that kovush is mavliya e bliya gmure b'chol akli, like bishu manish. Because there is another shite. There is a shite that kovush are a kibushel, but it can only be mavliya kide klip. Now, that's the machlekes v'sheni, and this is mentioned really, Dach Kuflam and Hei. Oh. So, the mechaber, in Simen Kuflam and Hei, Sifyut Gimu, in connection with Yayin Nesach. So he says, Afilu b'machnis elikiyum. Machnis elikiyum means a kele of a goy that he uses that kele to preserve, likiyum, to preserve wine. So in other words, so the goy keeps in those kelim, the yayin, for a long time. He's machnis elikiyum. So it's bileya. So it's in the bileya, yeisam edechlik. Even if the chovies shall yayin that the goy kept the wine. So it's machnis elikiyum, he keeps it for a long time. So it was kavush, the yayin was kavush, the yayinesach was kavush. So it's only bileya, kiniklip. Not the whole clip. Lifichoch in hever aleyem, milaki der hipne o ikilpim, bikardim huchshel. So in other words, on mele, since it's only bileya kiniklip, now in cheres, it's impossible to peel off from the kele, you break the kele. But suppose it's a wooden kele, a wooden barrel, so then it's very easy to scrape off from the inner surface, scrape off a peel of wood, because the bleach, since it was only used b'tzeinah,
even though it's a klisha machnisim milikiyum. So only it was only mavliya in the kele kedikli. So bemele, if it's a wooden kele and it's possible to peel off from the surface, so that is enough. So you can take a barrel in which a goy kept yain esach, and if you want to use it for your yain, for yain eter, all you have to do is just to scrape off a peel from the inner surface. So, or let's say, suppose you put in so much in it that there is shishim negative klipe, so it also becomes wood. So he says, so the Gros says, kein lishitas ha-teisves, shemachshirin al diyo, avol lishitas ha-ramban, a moil klipe. In other words, iru means what we do before Pesach with glassware. In other words, we take it, so glassware that was used for chometz a whole year, so we soak them in cold water for 3 days, and we change every 24 hours, we change the water. That's called iru. So in other words, so let's say, so by kele, that she machnis in bilikiyum, so teis v'shite is, let's say, if kleis chuchis, so you can have iru in it. Now, iru is only effective if the bliya is not a bliya gmure. If the bliya is a bliya gmure, so iru is not effective. So, but if the bliya is only a bliya metes kedeklipe, so then al de iru, so the bliya kedeklipe comes out. So the Gros says that this psak of the mechaber that afilu machnis lekiyum bliya yisam the klipe. So if it's a wooden kele, he can just scrape off the peel. The peel from the surface, kein lishitas ha-teisves, shemachshirin al de'iru. So just as Teisves says that you can be machshir a kli of yayin esech al de'iru, but iru can only take out a bliya kliyum, not a bliya gmur. So mimele, in the same way, if it's a wooden kele, you can just peel off. Avol lishitas ha-ramban, who says that you cannot be machshir a kli of yayin esech al de'iru by soaking it for 3 days in water. So, why? Because they hold that the bliye of the kele of the yayin esach, even though it was used b'tzeinen, but kovu shareyu kimvushel, so the bliye is a bliye gmure, so mele yiru is not effective. Yiru is not effective. So mele klipe is not effective either. You can't peel off. That's not enough. So, avol b'chinkos paran, so the ran is also chilik anashikas atesis. Avol b'sifat trumo kosav diyiru meil. Oit kosar di klipo meil vi ramban zal chilik midovo. So in other words, there is a machlekes between the ramban and Teisves. According to Teisves, so kol shari kum vushu vayai nesech. So the bliya is only the klipe, so mele yiru is moil, klipe is moil, and according to Ramban, no, it's a bliya gmur. So in other words, so this is what the Dakimesha says. V'royitzi b'Dakimesha simen samachtez v'sal lishini, v'nikos hafisa v'heta b'kli sheshoru b'boso, v'isleiz nesan ha'kli umut al ha'chzabay, v'lishri b'boso b'in shirin ha'boso ha'shini v'isleiz, mashma din shirin ha'boso v'isleiz, nesar ha'boso, even though the boso certainly has shishim negative. I mean, even if it's a big chtiches boso, that it has shishim negative clip. So it's still also. Why? Because, so it's mashma from the Yisrael Heter, that kovush harik kovushel is mavliya ibli igmure, not just kini clip. Mizeh yeshlimu li kovush chashvino kim vushu mamesh, vim shoru dvarisa kim yayin es vachayitza bibikli meisleis, osu losu bidvaret achan, vafilu bitzene yeshisa, imu meisleis. Ad kan lishem. So, so in other words, v'afilu b'tzeine yeshiseh imi meisleis. In other words, so if yayin esach was soaked, was kept there for 24 hours, then you put yayin heter in the same kele for another 24 hours, so that yayin heter becomes osa. So that's difficult. So by the time when the yayin esach is nivla, the yayin esach that has been dolua in the day v'nakli is nivla in the yayin, becomes commingled to the wine with the wine, so then it's already nice in tampon. V'tomati al zed amrim b'gmorish ezachat mitolosi b'shamashkin t'shibgumim v'im davar heta likom akoy al hayayin koshe di matzorich liumit misa v'heta ze adin ho mishna aruch ayidikankan shlo v'chom masurim. So ligabi yayin, so the mitzias is that it gives it tam l'shvach. But the other mashkin, it gives it tam l'vgam. Avalika adin shekos v'isav heta, ditzorach shishi meged kulay, v'imneser al dekvishe, meisleis, koshali, do kosav, horajbo, b'tiras habayis orch, heveisi v'simen tzadik tes, siv zayin, da chovye shenesro al dibela yayin imet kechovit, b'tzenei, eine yalomuet, In other words, the Mechaba passes like Tesis, not like the Rambam. So Mimele, why does this Aveheta require Shishin neged the whole thing? We shouldn't require Shishin neged the whole thing. The most that we could require is Shishin neged the Klipe of the Kele, not Shishin neged the whole Kele. So that we had in Simen Tzadik Tes, the last sea. So the halacha is there in Simen Tzadik Tes. In Nivla Yisamuet, Lisechli Bosog, in Darkish, Lisechli Lishtamish Bey, Bishefa, in great abundance, Mutal Lishtamil Chatrile, Kimisho Yisamuet, Vyev Shalobil in Sinasta. So, משום יחיל דם ויסבו לכל כל פניס השום שמם לשי בו זה ביהי בעשר חקיל כספורה סי יסבת ונוצו לקרופונים מילים הכובש כיבוש הממש דים כאילו יסגה בכלי פסק כלי להכשיר וזה דף כי בכלי שלו לחובי שהוא יהיה ביהי והישראל רצה לתנו בישום יין כושר די אין כמו גם so in other words so the Taz is saying two things first of all he says that even when that it's nascent tam lishvach, so the maximum bliya that could take place, al de kovu shislip, so mele we don't require shishim neged kule. So at most shishim neged klip, and that's only if we put wine in the kele of yainesach, because the bliya of the particles of yainesach that are niflat into the wine. Give it tam lishvach because that's the mitzvah. But if he puts other mashkin in the kill of yain esach, so then it's nisn tam livgam. So it's certainly muta. So we don't require anything, not even a clip. Nimtza da kolponim lo mekvush kwas muzman bidin kli sage because da kliach shinu is the daf nuchli shel chomish shel yain. Veishkol gitzel reitzel mishom yain kosha. So then it's nisn tam lishvach. Then tam gam afim yis man rab. Mashen ki mishol isurim da acham isleis in akli osar ese afilu al di bishul. The nisn tam livgam. ולומר יסע, מי כאן עוד כביש הסיסר עשה יתר? אך הכן דבישו שיש לעשר דהיינה, אך המסריס כבר הוא נסתם מוגם. ולפי הנראה, דהיין לעשר בדיעבד מה שנשרה, או נסבשר בכלי ששורה בייס המסריס. אלו לך תחילה כדי נסתם מוגם. So it was brought to my attention that I didn't discuss this point to נסבשר בכלי. So when the Taz says, ולפי הנראה דהיין לעשר בדיעבד מה שנשרה, so that we understand. In other words, if a Dvar Yisrael was kept for 24 hours in a Kele, so then that Kele became Osa, and then he soaks a Dvar Heta for another 24 hours, so then it cannot become Osa, because the Dvar Heta that he soaked in the Kli Yisrael that became Osa through Kavush, so it's Nesim Tam Livgam. But the Taz says something else. Ufi Anira Dein Leesir B'Deevet מה שנשרה או נסבשר בכלי שפשור בייס המסלעיס. So the question is, או נסבשר? Why that? Why is the חיליקה נסבשר? ששור בייס המסלעיס. So let's say he was כבש איסר in the כלא. Let's say he was כבש יין נסך for 24 hours. Or for 24 hours in that כלא. So now after it became, so the Kele became Osir. After 24 hours, he cooked something. So why shouldn't, so the Chepetz, the Ichel that he cooked, why shouldn't it become Osir? After all, it's not Nisim Tam Livgam. So that's the question. So you could really say, and the Primigodim assumed like that, that when he says, when the Taz says, "Oin is bashir b'chli she'shora be'isa misleis," he doesn't mean, let's say you were shere, let's say yain esach, he was kibish yain esach, let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then at 6 o'clock on Monday it became already osa, the kele, and then at 6:30 he cooked a dvar heter on Monday morning. He doesn't mean the dead varheta, the tafshil is muta. The tafshil should be osa. So the Promigodim says he means on his bashe obichlish eshora beisa misreis, and 24 more hours elapsed as of the time he became kosh. In other words, he was kivish yayin nesach, he put yayin nesach, or any dvar iser. In the Kele, he was kivish yayin dvar iser at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So when did it become, the Kele become kovush, become ikli iser at 6 o'clock Monday? Then, after 6 Tuesday, he was mivashelim. So in such a case, so it's already the time of God. Alright, I mean, that's the portion.
So this is how the Primigodim, explains it.
Then the Primigodim himself says that someone mentions a certain Hagoye of the Taz himself, and this Hagoye of the Taz is mentioned here on the margin. So in other words, so this Hagoye Sataz doesn't explain the way the Primigodim originally explained it. That when he says on his bashel bichlish eshora beisa meisreis means he was kevish nivele, let's say, ichtichas bosa nivele, 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and it was kept there in the state of Kovush till 6 o'clock Monday, and then he was mivashel after 6 Tuesday. That the Agoyes Ataz doesn't explain it that way. So the question is, why does he say on his bashel bichlish eshora beisa meisreis? So he says like this, on his bashel muteris mitam shezachati. So this is the Agoye of the Taz himself. And it's made that Primigodi, that the body mentioned, of Shezocharti. Shezocharti, Bishim Rajba, the Bitsinin Lehave Bela, Elabur, Venisa Elokiriklipe, Umishim Hoche Muta Bidev, Bafil Mashele, Sibisin Sadikale, the Bimokim Shetzorich Klipe, Yish Hatzir Samech Negeda Klipe, Bikomokin, Tansha Klipe Yochumre Baume, Mishim Shemo Yishtam Jogamuet. כמו שזכרתי בסימן צדיק טס, על כל חוך, יש ליסנר בזה, על איזה די ידיסביר למוקים שצורך לי ושור מדאבן, לא יקליט. So in other words, so the Taz himself, that's the lotion of the Taz. That was added. Later on. So the Taz himself explains what he meant in his Bashel Bichli Shishor Beisa Misleis.
He explained it. On the basis of what the Taz said here, so the Taz pointed out two things, the Isaveta. Number one, the Isaveta says that if you are Sheire Bosa for 24 hours, and then you are Sheire again Bosa for another 24 hours, so then the other Bosa becomes Osa.
So the Kashi is no.
When the other Bosa is Beleya,
the dam that was Niflat from the Deep Nakli, so it's already Tampob. That's one asoga this way. The other asoga that the Taz made against the Isaveta is that the Isaveta, whereas the Isaveta says that if a Kele became Osa because of Idvar Isa that was soaked in it for 24 hours, so then we must have Shishim neged the whole Kele. So he says no. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey that itli shemachnisim lekiyum, so of Yai Nesach shemachnisim lekiyum, so we can be machshir the kele by peeling off itlite, by peeling off. So we see that the bliyeh is not a bliyeh gemurah; it's only could be like the klipe. So why should we require shishim neged the whole kele? We should require shishim only neged the klipe. So that's the second asoge that he makes against the Isaveta. So in other words, so I would say that what the pshat in the Taz is, or in his bashir, ufi anirei din lesa bidevet, mashenishre bichli sheshor b'isa misres. So that is simple. In other words, because then it's nice and time we've done. But also mizbashel bichli sheshor b'isa misres. So he means, not as the Primigodim said, that there was another, he has reference to a case where there was another 24 hours elapsing after he became Kovush and before he was Mivashel. No, he doesn't have reference to such a case. He has reference to a case where he was Mivashel the moment he became Kovush. Let's say, he was Kovush at 6 o'clock Sunday morning, and then so he became Kovush 6 o'clock Monday morning, and right after 6 Monday morning he was Mivashel. So it's also Muter. What does he mean it's also Muter?
because since the Bliya was only to the Klippe, and the Taz has reference to a case where the Tafshil that he was Mivashil had 60 measures like the Klippe. After all, how much is a Klippe? So it's very easy to have 60 measures like the Klippe. But he has reference only to a case where the Tafshil that he was Mivashil in that Kele that became Kovush, so had 60 measures. But we see from the Agoyes HaTaz that when the Taz says, "Oh, in his bashel bechlisha shomer beisa," so in less of the Ebed, so we don't even need 60 measures like the Klippe. We don't need anything. It is muta. But the question is why? But the Klippe it answers. All right. So the Taz is masik and the isa veheter according to the isa veheter. So kovush is mavliya bikulei. So according to the Taz, it's not mavliya. So that is a heter is not difficult because we see that there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Ramban on that. According to Teisves, so Kovush is only mavliya kide klipe. And Diru is effective by Kliya in Esech. And Klipe is effective. According to the Ramban, no, Diru is not effective. Klipe is not effective because it's a Bliya Gmure. So he must have a goal, according to the Ramban. So this heter can agree with the Ramban, it is not Meshuvet to Teisves Shite. But the Taz says, since the Mechaber and Sinikov Lamed Hei Paskens like the Isves, so Mimele, here we don't need Shishin Neged the whole Kehle. We don't need Shishin Neged the whole Kehle. Just Shishin Neged the Klippe. But the Chlapoche Shishin Neged the Klippe we need, and here he says it's Mutar Legamre. So this is what the Taz is trying to explain in his own Agoy. Uven his Bashel Muteres, Mitam Shezachar, Mishim Arashko, Vibitzeinei Lehabe Bela Lemuet, not like the Ramban Shite, but like the Rat, the Rashba Shite is like Teisves Shite. So the question is, so let us have shishim negative klipe. So here there is not in me. I remember I discussed the Taz and the Shach in Tzadik Aleph when we learned Miliche, whether I discussed it also in Tarubis, I don't remember, but I remember that in Miliche we discussed it at great length. I mean the Taz in Tzadik, in Tzadik Aleph. Now, Simen Tzadik Aleph, Sim Dalet. Boso v'cholov reitchin, shenizor v'yachat, v'afinu boso tzeinen lise cholov riseyach, oi cholov tzeinen lise boso riseyach, hakel oser, mishum ditatoigo. So in other words, suppose you had boiling milk and hot meat and misawiyach. So hakalos mishum datoigo avol cholov viseyach shenofal al bosor tzeni oi bosor viseyach shenofal lise cholov tzeni. Suppose some hot milk spilled on cold meat, or a hot piece of meat fell into cold milk. So then again Tatoigo. So in the long run everything will be cool. But the first moment, so it's Mavliya. How much can it be Mavliya in the first moment before it manages to cool off the year before hot thing? Kid clip. So Mimele, so Boso is Achinofal is a hall of tenant. So the Boso is absorbs Kid Clipe from the hall of, and the cholov absorbs kidei klipe from the bosa. So it's very easy to peel off from the bosa. That's a solid thing. All you have to do is just from the surface. You peel off from the surface that came in contact with the milk. Now if the whole chatiche was immersed in the cold milk, so from both surfaces. So you peel off, and that's all. Kilif ha-boso, shara boso muta. But v'cholov, but how can you peel off from milk? Milk, so milk was also absorbed, minute particles of milk, some grease of the minute particles of the grease of the meat in it. But you can't peel off milk, it's a liquid. So Mechaber says, v'acholov mutakul. That's the shite of the Rosh. But the shite of the Rivoy is, no, that the cholov is only muta, since the cholov also absorbed some minute particles of grease of meat. So then, but how much did it absorb? Can it clip it? But it's impossible. It's physically impossible to be killed with milk.
You can only be kelev salad, not a liquid. So mele, the milk must have 60 measures negative clip. Negative clip. Yeah, and if it has 60 measures, so then it becomes bottle. But suppose it's very little milk. So if there are no 60 measures negative clip, so then all the milk is also according to the river. But the Mechaber here doesn't pass like the river. He passes like the Rishenim, that the whole of his muta kula, since it's impossible to peel off, so it's muta de'evet without peeling off. Without peeling off. Now, but boso, it's possible to peel off. So suppose he didn't peel off from the boso, the Mechaber says, kill if a boso shara boso muta. Uvimokim shara boso tzorch klipe, im lo ikil pu. Suppose ubishnu kach imuta b'devet. Why? This is only an application. It's a there is a simple analogy between what the Mechaber says v'acholov mutakulei. Even though kiliklipe of the cholov became moser, and there is no shishim negative klipe, so still it's muta. Why? Because if it only becomes osa kiliklipe, so if you're not kelev, because it's impossible to be kelev, so it's muta anyway without shishim negative klipe. So the same thing, if he failed to peel off from the boso, so then and he was mevashlet. So even though there is no shishim, so it's also mutadevet. That's according to the shita of the Rosh. But according to the shita of the Rosh himself mentions both days. But one day in the Rosh. But according to the shita of the Rivo, so even the evet, so the evet, let's say mokim shaboso tzorach klipe, suppose you're not kelev. And if there is no shishim, it remains osa. And the cholov, if there is no shishim in the milk, negative klipe, so all the cholov is osa. But the mechaber doesn't pass like the river. Now, so look at the taz here. Sivo zayin. Vacholov mutakulei. Uvitur hevi das. Das nivo. Shetzor shi vacholov samach negative klipe. Shine samimen. Vichosav mari vagoi sharidure. Afo gab divisho duchte in klipe yiseres chavato. אפילו מהקליפ לשומן, מטעם ניקיח, נס הבוקר שניסה יוכל להירשם, ואוכן עמי מטעם הבוסו בכל החולוב, אפילו הוכי צורך סמך, קיבני דובר לחו. So here, so, oh, it seems it's a liquid, and the clip, כדי קליפה in the milk is also, so mele and that clip in the milk is commingled with other milk, so mele we must have שישי, כי דובר לחו מסרב יחד, ויירד אוכן אוי כלחומר, ולוי כאורש, עד כאן לשני, ועד כאן לשני, ודאגו ישר את דמרי, דמרי says that. In other words, he doesn't passkin like the Rosh, but he passkin like the river, like the river. ושוכנוך פוסק הראש, דהיינו קירי ורמב״ם, the source sheet is רמב״ם, שאין צורך סמך נגד הקליפ. In other words, so where it only is עושה כדי קליפ, so it's muta d'evet even without peeling off. Or it's impossible to peel off, let's say in milk.
ובסמהת הקרונותס פסק וקולי כראש בשם הרם, שבכל מוקים שיצרים חכום עם קליפה, ובשלו כך בלוי קליפה, אפילו נסמך נגד הקליפה מותר אף לחתחיל, ולצרים חכום עם קליפה ומצד חומר לחתחיל. So, ובכלל המדבוב כוסף להפך, דיקור הנסרס כדי קליפה יסרס הצמח נגד הקליפ. וכוסף בתרום הסדשן, דדבורוב בכלל המדבוב, בכלל המדבוב עם דס רבו, והוא דוחק מעיד, שלא יזכה שם מזה, שלא דס רבו, עד הרבה, כוס המדבוב, ופסק הלוח המסתם. Alright, so then he says, הוא תמיעה נרמה שכוס המעביר בשם הראש לכולה.
So he says, the Rosh himself mentions to Deus, one like the Shittes Rambam, לכולה, that anything that requires clipe, if he wasn't Kale, if he's Muter, and one day like the Shittes Rivo, that when something requires klipe, so if it wasn't kelev, so it's also requires shishim negative klipe, and if there isn't, so the whole thing becomes also.
So is Masik and the Mari as to why he says that the Rosh definitely agrees with the shita of the Ri and the Rambam.
It's not the Rosh. The Rosh mentions today. All right, anyway. So then after the star here, in the Ramo posakam with the Raschatos, the tzorir of the cholef samach negative klipe. אל מלוי סביר להיקריבו וכי אם פוסק מתרס חטוס אם מיר עטב של קושה לשחקור או עושה או לשחקור האסורו מותה דומידין אין צורך הקליפ ותאימה די בסימן סמכתה סיף דה זיין it's really you זיין פוסק די בדובו דובו ושיח לך בינון סמך נגד הקליפ ve'im divrei Rashba. So in other words, they're ligabi miliche, the Rambam paskins, that was something requires klipe and he wasn't caliph. So if there is no shishim neged the klipe, so the whole thing becomes osea. In other words, like the Rambam. And here, the paskins like the Rambam, the Rosh. So it's still between two Rambams. Between two Rambams. Nimmt so dvor aus וחיבים שכמה רשבו אחרי ספיר עלי קיים יש לנו ליפסיק ריבו לאחר so in other words ובכל מוקים בין המשישי נגד הקליפה so why does the Rambo paskin here like the Ramba you should paskin like the ריבו וחיים יש עם מודחי פרק לבוסו במה יישא שבו לפני רבי יהודה שלו שאיסו דיפוסק שם שצורך שישי נגד קליפס הכל now anyway so the Taz here he says that the Rambo he says to himself here he passes like the Rambo that where something requires klipe and he wasn't caliph so even without chishim it's muta and in Simen Samachtes legabi miliche so he passes that if he won't caliph so if there is no chishim like the klipe so the whole thing is awesome. So the crazy place here, I think I mentioned it in Hilchas Miluche, the crazy place here, there are several terutzim, different terutzim, but the crazy place here says that the Rambam holds that there is a distinction between Bosa Becholov and Chorisom. Because Bosa Becholov is only the Rabishl or Sotel. Hashem to Chorisom, it doesn't matter whether it's the Rabishl or it's not the Rabishl. So Mimele, by Shori Surim, whether it's Bishlo or Derech Kovusho or whatever it is, so Mimele, so there couldn't be any Sadraise. But by Shori Surim, there could be any Sadraise, even if it's not the Bishlo, as long as there is Blia. Uvoraye, the Ramo in Simin Kufei says there is a difference, a distinction between Shori Surim and Bosa Becholov, the Gabi Sofi Kovush. By Shori Surim, Sofi Kovush is Lechumre, and by Bosa Becholov, Sofi Kovush. Is Likure because there are Bishlos at here. So he says, Veya in Simen Samach, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rivo. So, Ligabi Meliche, where Bishl is not important, so Mimele, he passes Lechumre. Mashain can hear, it's Gabi Bosa Becholov. So there certainly couldn't be an Issa Dereis anyway. Because if it's only Mavliak de Klipe, that's not considered Bishl Midereis. What? When is it considered Bishl Midereis? When you mivashal the whole thing, but when mivashal klipe, that's not midraise. It does not come within the israise. So it's only midrabbanon. So mele is semich and the shita of the Rambam and the Ri neged the shita as Rivo. Or the crazy place says something else. We could say that even in the rabbanon there might be a difference between shori sorim and Bosa Becholov. Because by Shor Yisurim that there is no halacha of derech bishlos v'teiro. So mele, even if the tam is not a tam gomo, a tam kolush, it's still awesome. Masheim came by Bosa Becholov, where derech bishlos v'teiro, so only when the tam is a tam gomo. Masheim can hear when it's tatoye gova. So mele, in the long run, after a few moments, everything will be cold. But the first moment, so it manages to be nivla kide klipe. So even to the extent of klipe, the tam is not the tam gomo. So mimele the eve the chachomim vindasare. This is how the crazy place reconciles the two apparently contradictory Ramos. The Ramo here, where he seems to pass like the Rambam and the Ri, and the Ramo is in Samachtes, where he seems to pass like the Rivo. Now let's turn again to the Hagoda Satas. No. This time we've come, Uvin is Bashel Muteres, Mitam Shizohar, Mishem Rajbo. Did he say that we have a Bella Lemur? We miss a look at the clip. All right, put a Cholapoches, let him. Why do they say it's Muta Deve? Only if there is Shishim, but if there is no Shishim in the Tafshil that he cooked in that Kele that became Osa Fukovush, so it should be Osa. But that is stolen the Machlekes between the Rivo and the Rosh. So he says, ואפילו למה שאלויסי בסימן צדיק א', דמימוקים שצורך קליפה, יש להצריך סמך נגד הקליפה, in other words. We should be machmir, like the shite of the revolt. So why do I say that Taz is asking against himself? Why did I write that it's Buta Devet? יש אז מכל מוקים כאן שהקליפו היא חומרה באלמה משום שמו ישתמש בדבר בועה
כמו שזכרתי בסימן צדיק טס
על כל כוח יש ליסנר בזה על איסי דייה לסביר עלי במוקים שצורך קליפה שורה בדיעבד
בלוי קליפה בלוי קליפה in other words
so he says here the whole איסקלי קליפה is only in Nisad Rabona that's what he means חומרה באלמה Chumam. In other words, this din that is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch
in Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, that if you have, let's say, a kli
yayin nesach shemachnisim
benikiyum, shemachnisim benikiyum.
So in order to be
muta, to be mishtamish
in that kli yayin heter, so he first must scrape off a kli pei pil. אפילו מכניס לקים בלי הישם לקליפה לפיכך עם הבר עליהם מלאקית או להתנה או יקום פעם בקרדים הוכשו so in other words so he has to peel off from the surface of the wooden kale I mean he could do the same thing in a harass too if it's possible but it's only possible in a wooden kale so he has to peel off why does he have to peel off after all since there is only a bleak in the clipe let him be allowed to use Yain Heter that Kele, but let him use it in bulk.
So there will be Shishi negative clip. The answer is, why do we require him to be peel off? To peel off the Kwan the Kele? Because two right now is only interested in using right now, so he wants to use a large quantity of Yain in that Kele. But maybe some other time he might use a Dova Muet and the Dova Muet of Yain will not have 60 measures negative klipe. So because of that we require him to be Caleb Dafki even if he intends to use it only for a great quantity so in other words so this says Vafil Mashal is Sin Sadikale the Mokim Tzorok Klipe is a Tzaz Sam Negative Klipe the Komokim Kan Shak Klipe Yochum Rebaume why do we say that he has to peel off from a Klishe Machlisim Elikim